Welcome, everyone. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with new Eagles cornerback Darryl Worley. Welcome home to Darryl Worley. I know you've been asked this a million times, but what's it been like for you?
It was pretty hectic at first. I mean, things were going a little crazy, especially when it came to social media, but things have begun to calm down. I've been able to soak it all in, so I'm having a good time now.
Eagles fan growing up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so is this a dream come true for you to come back to Philly and play for the Eagles?
Yes, I was actually a bunch of conversations I had was what was the better feeling? Was it being drafted or coming home to Philly? And honestly, Philly is feeling a little bit better.
Darryl, how do you find out about the trade? I mean, did it come out of the blue for you?
Yes, it did, actually. I was actually on vacation, and my phone actually wasn't getting service. So apparently the news had came out, and then my phone just lit up as soon as the service came back in. I was like, wow, it hit me shockingly.
So it's not a matter of the team calling you saying, we just traded you. Can't do that, I guess, right?
Not at all.
Wow, that's a crazy way to find out. What was the reaction?
I was shocked, honestly. For a second, I just sat there. And I really didn't know what to say or who to call first. So, I got on the phone, talked to my dad about it. I mean, he was ecstatic.
Well, welcome to Philadelphia again. What part of Philly did you grow up? I know you played at Penn Charter. Tell me about your experiences as a kid playing in Philly.
It's a great city. I mean, the fans here, I mean, sports systems everywhere, it's just awesome. So being able to play in Philly growing up, I mean, you get the tough, the bad, the good, the ugly. So, I mean, it's great. It's going to be great coming back home, being able to play in front of the fans again.
Let's talk about you and fitting into this defense. I know that's very, very early. You're not allowed to talk to coaches about schemes and all that stuff. But what do you know about Jim Schwartz's defense?
I know it's amazing. I mean, they did everything that they needed to do with the guys that they had. I mean, they never let injuries prevail over anything that they had set up. And, I mean, they accomplished a lot of their goals.
How about for you? How were the couple of years in Carolina?
I mean, it was great. I mean, having the opportunity to come and join those guys and be able to play at such a young age, it was amazing.
And a really good football team down there that went through a lot of ups and downs. You get to learn the business of the game very quickly. This is no longer college. This is a business.
Yes, it's definitely a business. And that's where you can't always take things personal. I mean, in the locker room, there's going to be a lot of great guys. You make a lot of great connections with the coaches and stuff. But coming out of it, you know that it's business. And for it to happen to me this early in my career, I'm happy about it.
Darryl, there's obviously with the Eagles, Patrick Robinson has moved on in free agency after playing so well in the slot. Do you have a sense of playing outside, playing inside?
No, not exactly. I'm just ready to come in and be able to fit the scheme in any way possible. I mean, wherever my teammates and my coaches need me, I'm here to fit and make as many plays as possible.
What is the difference between playing outside and inside?
You got a lot more craftier guys that are in the slot compared to you might have a bigger body, a guy like Alshon or someone like that on the outside where you'll have to compete for higher thrown balls compared to nifty quick throws in the slot.
So favorite Eagles growing up?
My favorite Eagle, I had to say T. Young.
Okay. 2004, you were old enough to understand those very good seasons. What was it like being a native Philadelphian, playing for the Carolina Panthers, seeing the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and understanding all of your family and friends and the way this town erupted in celebration?
Just seeing the celebration, I mean, the parade, it was amazing. Just coming out of it, when I was watching it at home in Carolina, I was ecstatic still just watching it. I couldn't believe that the city was being blessed in such a way. And, I mean, to now be able to come back and join, it's awesome.
Have you driven down I-95 up and back and going, whoa, I'm now a Philadelphia Eagle. This is really cool.
Actually, the first time when I got off my first flight back home, I didn't even realize I was looking at the stadium and I wasn't even saying anything. I just was looking at it.
Hey, man, you're all growing up and here you are.
Yes, sir.
Home with Philadelphia. How will the rest of the offseason play out for you? All of your training will be in Philly?
For the most part, I'll go out to California and I'll work with my position coach that got me ready for the NFL. And then once I come back, I'll 100% be here.
Fantastic. Darryl Worley, welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for joining us. A chance to meet the new Eagles cornerback, Darryl Worley.